Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Morris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive beyond first. Segui can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the mound. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilak. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Pagliarulo moves to third. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolac takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Witt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robinson, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsolac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orsilac hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a line drive for a single. Gomez moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez moves to third. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robinson, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Harper to second, and Devereaux is out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan pinch hits for Sam Horn. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Orsulac moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields the ball and throws to Morris covering. Safe. Orsulac scores. Gomez moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Segui moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsulac. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Greg Olson now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Melvin now catching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden pinch runs for Brian Harper. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pagliarulo hits a line drive for a single. Gladden scores. Larkin moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Al Newman. Chuck Knoblauch pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Knoblauch moves to third. Pagliarulo moves to second. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is walked intentionally. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knoblauch scores. Pagliarulo scores. Bush moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Scott Leo's pinch runs for Randy Bush. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leo's scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Leo is now playing third base. Shane Mack now playing right field. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Chuck Knoblauch now playing second base. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsilak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.